Data. Data is inherently unsexy, but it can jumpstart an area's recovery. FEMA and the state will pay 85% of the cost of a federally declared disaster, leaving the town to pay the last 15% of the bill. Now, that expense can be huge, but if the town can mobilize X amount of volunteers for Y hours, the dollar value of that labor used goes toward the town's contribution. But who knows that? Now, try to imagine the sinking feeling you get when you've just sent out 2,000 volunteers and you can't prove it.
These are three problems with a common solution. If we can get the right tools at the right time to the people who will inevitably step up and start putting their communities back together, we can create new standards in disaster recovery.
We needed canvassing tools, donations databasing, needs reporting, remote volunteer access, all in an easy-to-use website.
And we needed help. Alvin, our software engineer and co-founder, has built these tools. Chris and Bill have volunteered their time to use in operations and partnerships. And we've been flying into disaster areas since this past January, setting up software, training residents, and licensing the software to areas that are preparing for disasters.
One of our first launches was after the Dallas tornadoes this past April. We flew into a town that had a static, outdated website and a frenetic Facebook feed trying to structure the response, and we launched our platform. All of the interest came in the first 4 days, but by the time they lost the news cycle, that's when the needs came in, yet they had this massive resource of what people are able to give, and they've been able to meet the needs of the residents.
So it's working, but it could be better. Emergency preparedness is a big deal in disaster recovery because it makes towns safer and more resilient. Imagine if we could have these systems ready to go in a place before a disaster. So that's what we're working on. We're working on getting the software to places so people expect it, so people know how to use it, and so it can be filled ahead of time with that micro-information that drives recovery.
It's not rocket science. These tools are obvious, and people want them. In our hometown, we trained a half dozen residents to run these web tools on their own, because Katri and I live here in Boston. They took to it immediately, and now they are forces of nature. There are over 3 volunteer groups working almost every day, and have been since June 1st of last year, to make sure that these residents get what they need and get back in their homes. They have hotlines, and spreadsheets, and data.
And that makes a difference. June 1st this year marked the 1-year anniversary of the Munson tornado, and our community's never been more connected or more empowered. We've been able to see this same transformation in Texas and in Alabama, because it doesn't take Harvard or MIT to fly in and fix problems after a disaster. It takes a local. No matter how good an aid organization is at what they do, they eventually have to go home. But if you give locals the tools, if you show them what they can do to recover, they become experts.